We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Yud Zayin Sif Hey. Says the Machaber, Aniva Mutter Delav Kesherhu. You're allowed to make a bow because that is not considered to be a knot. The Ramah says Vafilu Masa Kesher Echad Lamata Noge Bo Heter. Even if you made one knot underneath it and then you made the bow on top, that is also okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only true if it is Einish Al Kayam, if you are not planning on having it remain for longer than a day. However, if you are having it, if you plan on it remaining longer than a day, then it is going to be prohibited. So therefore, you would not be able to tie your shoes and knot then a bow and leave them for a long time. And you would also not be able to make such a knot and bow on a lulav. However, one bow on top of the other is definitely going to be permissible. It says vav kosherim chevel b'fnei hapara b'shil shelo seitzei v'afil b'shnei rashi hapesach. You're allowed to tie a rope in front of a cow so that it cannot exit the area which it is in. We are not afraid that you're going to end up only untying one end of the rope to let the cow out when it is time, and not untie the other one, in which case that other knot will be a kesher shel kayama, as it will remain for a long time. Rather, we assume that you are going to untie both ends of the rope to let the cow out, and therefore the tying which you did was einish shel kayama, and therefore it is permissible. Siv Zayin, Metatalin Chevel Shel Gardi, Lakasho Ba'avas Ubapar. You're allowed to take this very chash of a strong rope in order to tie the Avis and onto the cow. Velochashinon Shema Yatir Rosh Ha'echad V'yaniya Rosh Hasheni Kaim. And we're not afraid that you will end up leaving one knot and only untie the other one, and leave the rope attached either to the Avis or the Para. Aval Chevel Da'ama Lo, but a regular rope, you are not allowed to do so. This is only true regarding tying it onto the avos or the para. If it was already tied onto the avos or the para before Shabbos, and you just want to tie the other end, so that's going to be permissible with any rope. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that we prohibit using a regular rope in a case where it was not tied before Shabbos is because we are afraid you are going to leave one knot tied onto one end and just untie the other one. Whereas with this Chevel HaGardi, which is a very chashuv rope, you would not leave it there because you would not want to lose it. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes that anytime you have a knot, which sometimes you might leave for a long time, even if you are planning on leaving it for a short time, if you end up leaving it for a long time, that is aser midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the din from the Rambam, Hapotel Chavalim Chayiv Mishum Kosher, which means coiling a rope is prohibited because Mishum Kosher as well. And there's a discussion in the postgim whether this din is applicable to us in terms of twist ties that have the plastic or the paper on them, which are used to close up bags often. Some postgim prohibit this, including Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and some are permitted, such as Rav Vosner, and also an oral ruling in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Yashiv has a pshar where he says you can twist it once, but you can't twist it more than once. The best thing to do is to just wrap it around the bag and not twist it in order to ensure that it remains closed, rather just wrap it around tightly. But if one does so, they definitely have poskim to rely on who say that this potel chavalim does not apply to this situation.